Here with Billy Turner of North Dakota State. Billy, first of all, I wanted to talk with you about the Minneapolis connection with, you know, some of you Bison seniors, with yourself, Grant Olson, the Marcus Williams. Is that something you guys talk about? Is that something that's, that you guys are aware of at this late stage of your career, that you all came up from Minneapolis and away from the Twin Cities to play here in Fargo?
You know, it's definitely been talked about the last 3-4 years that we've been up here, you know, and a lot of people have asked us, you know, how did Tim Brewster and the rest of the staff down there, you know, miss out on this and whatnot. And you know what? I think all of us kind of say the same thing. We're glad they did miss out, and we all think we're right where we should be. So, you know, it is definitely something that has been talked about, and I think we're all perfectly fine with where we're at and how we're doing.
Well, and you knew where I was going with that, was that it's obvious that with the success you guys have had up here, that the team down there missed out on you. Was that something that you know, played on you when you were up here? Did it bother you? Or you must be over it by now, because it's been 5 years now. But how did you react to that when the Gophers didn't go after you?
You know, they didn't go after my brother. I'd known in the past that, you know, they kind of missed out on a couple guys. So, you know, I knew it was something in the back of my mind that could happen, and it did end up happening. So, you know, it's something that did motivate me personally, and I believe it motivated Grant and Marcus and some of the other guys from down that area. So, as far as I'm concerned, it didn't do anything but help us throughout our careers.
Did you know about NDSU before you started being recruited by NDSU? Because I'm from the Twin Cities originally, and my family still lives there. And in all honesty, they still look at Fargo as this hinterland location that's, you know, 4 hours away, and they know nothing about this area. Was it the same way for you, or did you know about NDSU?
You know, the first time I heard about NDSU was actually when the Gophers were playing them, and NDSU ended up beating them. I don't remember what year it was, mm-hmm. But that was the first time, you know, they came on the mat for me, and I noticed them. So that was kind of the start of my journey up here, I guess, and then I was in high school a couple years later playing, and I started getting recruited by him, came up here for a visit. The Gophers missed out, and I committed up here and ended up here.
Do you see that continuing, that North Dakota State will be able to get players out of the Twin Cities? Or, and it's, you know, you wouldn't know about this particularly, but, you know, they are getting better. I mean, they're 8 wins this year for Jerry Kill and that squad. Could you see that changing, that pipeline could stop, or does NDSU have something special going here?
You know, last year and this year, they have, you know, progressively gotten better. They've gotten more wins, and they're playing well as a football team, which is something that hasn't gone unnoticed by us up here and certainly by people down in the Twin Cities. But, you know, I think with the success and the amount of success that we've had up here as a football team and just us as a whole is something that will allow us to, yeah, keep getting guys from Minnesota, you know, have them keep trickling up here. And, you know, I know that even now, the staff down there is trying to get more kids in-state and whatnot. But, you know, I think when it comes down to some guys where they're offering gray shirts or preferred walk-ons and stuff like that, and there is an offer on the table by NDSU, I think, you know, more often than not, some of the guys will decide to come up here.
Let's talk a little bit about Furman coming up this weekend. That's the big game on Saturday, of course, the first playoff game that you guys are playing this year. What can you tell us in general about what you've seen from Furman defensively on tape, or what are you working on this week?
You know, they got some young guys up front, but they're good players nonetheless, and they're a good football team. They're athletic and they play well. I was just actually watching some film of them, and they show good stuff. You know, they got a DN that was converted from a linebacker that's very active. You know, he plays physical and he's one of the quicker guys. So I think they got some good stuff, and nonetheless, I know they're going to be planned up and ready to go for us on Saturday. So
the obvious question for we in the media and the fans is, you played Georgia Southern and Wofford last year. This is another Southern Conference team. Are there similarities? Is it the way the conference plays that you can make a comparison, or is this a totally different squad?
There's definitely some similarities, you know, from the defensive side of the ball, but, you know, as far as offensive side of the ball, they don't run, I'm pretty sure they don't run the triple option, you know, yeah, like the Woffords and the Georgia Southerns, but nonetheless, they are from the same league, and they all, you know, I think everyone from all different leagues kind of have a tempo, if you may, which they play. Yeah, a style of play and a tempo that they play. You know, the Missouri Valley, I think, is known for running the ball and playing hard-nosed physical football. And, you know, down there, they have a different style of football. They're a little quicker and whatnot, so I definitely think there's some carryover.
Do you think that it is difficult for a team to come in here when they haven't been to the Fargo Dome before? Because, again, that's one of the storylines that we talk a lot about, that if you get a team from South Carolina coming to the Fargo Dome with 19,000 people and they're going crazy with all the light show and stuff. Can you see intimidation in the other team when that happens, or do we make too much out of that?
I don't know if it's intimidation, you know, coming from the actual football team. I think it's just more of along the lines of they don't know what to expect when they come up here and there's, you know, 20,000 fans or so in the stadium. They don't really understand that when you got 20,000 fans under a closed roof and the fans that we have up here, they don't realize how loud it can actually get. And once they're in the atmosphere, maybe it might overwhelm them. But at the same time, I just think the communication as a whole on the offensive side of the ball and even defensive side of the ball is something that kind of flusters other teams because it's something that they're not used to.
How much fun is it when you guys get rolling in the second half offensively and you start pounding the other team's defensive line? Because that's something that I've been able to see the last 3-4 years just watching the games, is that when you get into the second half, you guys just start to take control and you just start to pound and pound and pound in the defensive line. Do you guys feel that happening? And is it incredibly enjoyable for an offensive lineman to start getting that feeling?
It's definitely fun. That's when we make our hay, is in the second half, running the ball and, you know, pounding people. You know, we get our fits right from the first half, get our looks down and whatnot, and we just start going at it, you know, giving the ball to Crockett and Sam. And that's, like you said, that's when the fun begins for us as an offensive lineman. And, you know, a lot of the time that's, you know, really when we start to play well as an offensive lineman, everything starts coming together and, you know, we're able to know where guys are going to be at what points in time. And, you know, we get the right plays called and we get it going.
Do you, as an offensive lineman, you don't get a lot of the headlines. You don't get a lot of the numbers, the stats. Do you take pride in Sam's numbers or pride in Crockett's numbers, or how do you measure yourself? Is there a stat that can measure what Billy Turner does?
You know what? I don't think so. You know, I'm thankful to have those guys back there running the ball. They're great ball carriers, and, you know, those two and Brock, you know, they get the job done back there for us, and they make our job a lot easier. I think we make their job a lot easier. But as far as stats and whatnot, you know, there really isn't no stat for an offensive lineman. So I guess it's just, like you said, just seeing the stats and the awards and whatnot that they get. And, you know, they always come back and thank us for it. So
where are you headed? I know that you still have 3-4 games left in this season in your senior year. But what are your plans here for the future? Have you heard anything from the NFL or from scouts or from your coaches of what might happen to you after the season's finished?
You know, I've been talking to agents and whatnot. I talked to some scouts and stuff like that. I plan on, after the season's over, going somewhere warm to work out and train, hopefully. And, you know, I've gotten invited to a couple All-Star games so far. So plan on playing in one of those, and I guess we'll see what happens from there.
Cool. All right, Billy, thank you. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.